We back.
Oh, we back.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what we jamming to, but I'm with it.
I'm jamming to, in my head, pump the jam, pump it up. That's what I'm jamming to. That's right. That right came on into my head right now. So get
it's
into
it. It's
a
good song. It doesn't get played enough, I got to say.
You haven't been in Jersey. They're playing it. The people in Jersey are still playing it to this day.
Yo, props to y'all keeping that alive. Oh,
you know
yeah.
What? We love a good, what was that? Like, it wasn't techno. House, kind of, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good car song, too, I feel like.
A great car song.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I dig it. Good energy, you know, especially late. Like, it's a perfect mixture of, like, if you want a party, it gets you hype. If you're tired, getting home late from the party keeps you awake.
Keeps you awake, full on. You know? Have the windows down, keep your head out so that you stay awake. Yeah.
I dig it. I gotta add that to the playlist. Real talk.
Put it on.
I like songs like that too, cause like now that I'm a parent, every now and then I like playing a song that when I get really excited about it, it kind of embarrasses my kids.
Mm.
You know?
Wow, are you saying I'm not cool?
No, I'm saying I'm not cool when I dance with it. You pulling it off. You know, but
I mean, you just saw me raising the roof. I think that everyone knows that I'm profoundly uncool.
But you're still limber enough to do it. Like when I raise the roof,
I stopped after 2 seconds. I can't keep doing this. I recognize my limitations.
Oh man, yo, that'd be a great doctor's. What happened? I was fictitiously raising the roof as one does. You know.
I was imagining the song Pump Up the Jam.
And he's like, oh, yeah, that happens all the time, you know?
No, they'd be like, get out of my office.
Oh, man. Welcome back, Ariel. I love having you on the show.
Thank you for having me. Wow. Love to be
having
here.
Having good vibes. I'm excited. You know what I mean? This is the most I chill with people from Jersey is with you. Like, I was thinking about this when I reached out to you. Mm. I feel like... You know how little I've been to Jersey, and yet I'm pretty sure I could tell you with confidence that you are the person from Jersey I've hung out with the most in the last decade.
That's true.
Real talk. Like, I don't do Jersey often. I got love for Jersey. I've been there a few times, but like everyone that like I know from Jersey, like I feel like Jersey people, man, let me know if I'm wrong, but like they're busy in a way that like I can't see them twice.
Mm.
You know?
Well, because you know what? Jersey people, the people that you probably know from Jersey probably don't live in northern New Jersey. So now it becomes more difficult for you to see them because they're further out.
Oh, okay.
And they don't want to go out to the city as often because if you're further out, it costs more.
Yeah, okay.
So for me, where I live, it's pretty easy and cheap. Like people, you know the way how people just be jumping the PATH train. So we just jump and it's free. So I just go, I can go into New York and it's fine and free.
Hell yeah. Cause like up until like yourself, I was like if I go to like Atlantic City, like, and I found like a really interesting person, they would become like a, like folklore in my life.
Because
you know?
they're 3 hours away from me.
Yeah.
So they are folklore. But to be fair too, you know, you're like the only person I chill with that's from East New York, so
hell yeah, yo.
You're the only person I know. So you're just as far out.
I'm with that. Yo, I'm your Jersey. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yes.
Real talk.
That.
I like that.
Or like people from the Bronx. That's a whole nother world.
Yo, I got a cousin out there. I could count the times I've seen that dude.
Exactly.
Every time I drive by Yankee Stadium, I've texted him. I was like, yo, on the highway, thinking of you. Hope you're okay. You know what I mean? Hope
the kids are good. Zoom. I'm out. That's as far as we go. Thinking of you. Gotta go.
Real talk. And I read his response when I'm home.
Yeah.
Every time. So I'm like, yeah, nah, I can't make it back out there. I'm already at the house.
But I thought of you.
But I
it's
thought
the
of
thought
you.
That counts.
Real talk. It's been so long, I'm not sure I could identify you, but I have a vague idea of who you are from a decade ago. And I hold dear to that, you know?
I'm sure he hasn't changed. If he's from the Bronx, he's also wearing the same clothes. He's the same guy. He never left.
Amen. I love it. Oh yeah, yo. I'll be doing good out there, homie. Real talk, A-Rod. You good dude. Maybe I miss him now, you know? I'm still not going to visit, but I will text him.
You can text him, yeah.
Right after the show, I'm going to text you, yo. Real talk. You heard it here first. You know? I dig that. Yo, every time I used to hit him up, like when we would talk, and like every I had to end the convos because like, his mom, my aunt, she lived in Brooklyn, and she was the only one that moved to the Bronx.
Okay.
So, like, whenever I would talk to him, she would know, she would, like, hear, like, the convo asked who it was and then get mad that I don't visit. And I'm like, yo, you
why
the one
you
that
come visit?
Yeah, like, yo, all of your sisters are over here, you know? You got 13, like, fam over here. Like, you over there solo. I got to make an excursion
right
to see you. You know what I mean? It's not fair. You know what I mean? And like, there's like 45 minute family and like 4 hour family. Mm. And she's 45 minute family. I see her 45 minutes strong. But then I'm in the Bronx now.
Yeah. Now you're in the Bronx. You have to like plan the day. You have to really be like, okay, I'm gonna go see her, and then I have other business in the Bronx.
Yo,
other than that, you got no business in the Bronx.
I don't, yo. There's no museums. There's nothing. Like, what am I doing out there, yo? I got to plan a day trip.
plan a day trip for 45 minutes. I don't know. I'm with you. Are we doing
that's
it?
Rough,
not really.
B.
No.
I tried. I told, like, I got kids now. Like, what am I doing that? Like, there's no parks by you. Like, am I going to do a picnic in the Bronx? It's wild work. You know?
Just like, sounds unsafe.
Yeah. You
know? There's no park. We're just on the sidewalk doing whatever.
Just trying, yo. Even when you go to like the games, like when there's like a Yankee game, everything surrounding Yankee Stadium feels like City of God to me. Like it's just chaos until you're in the stadium.
That's,
you know?
Real.
Yeah. I'm like, this should be nicer.
But it's not.
But it's not, you know? I'm like, there's literally people making $40 million a year playing 100 feet away, you know what I mean? And, like, there's a mob scene out here of people trying to buy fake tickets and water, you know? And this is the same event. It's weird to me. I like the barbershops out there. They look fun.
You've never been to one, but they look fun.
They look cool. Nice. When I look inside, there's always, like, a thing happening. Never hair being cut. Just it looks exciting.
Yeah, something is happening.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Consistently impressed with their barbershops. The McDonald's over there is fire. That's just popping across the street from Yankee Stadium. Might
what
be
is,
my
what
favorite
is,
McDonald's.
Also, is it just vibes and not actual food similar to the
barbershop?
Yeah,
it's all the vibes.
Okay, so it's like, mostly just vibes.
Like, I would chill there. Like, okay. I don't need any
and
of the
people
food.
People do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only McDonald's I've been to where, like, It functions like a really busy cafeteria, and they're like, people would be like, yo, can I sit here? And like, they'll share tables with just strangers. It's the most New
That's
York
beautiful.
Experience. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Like, you good. And then you just make a friend. You know, what brings you here? Like, I'm here for the Yankee game. What brings you here? I've always been here. You know, I live here.
Corner,
you know, and like, you make a friend, you know? I've enjoyed it, yo. Shouts to the Bronx, real talk.
Shout out to the Bronx. They don't have cafes, but the people do go to the McDonald's and use the Wi-Fi and vibe
as they
out.
Should. I dig it, yo. This is kudos to y'all. I'm gonna pour out some of my vitamin water for you, the Bronx.
That's beautiful.
We'll do that today. Let's get into the news. this title, I feel attacked because the first word in this title is relax with an exclamation point. I was chill.
Don't tell me to relax.
Yeah,
don't
yo,
tell a woman to relax.
You know what I mean? Where do you get off? Know your place, Daily Mail. Okay.
Oh, it's a Daily Mail. We should have known they were going to try some shit. Okay. What else?
California makes it illegal to ask or test job applicants for cannabis use. That's right. California workers can breathe easy now. I see what you did there. Yeah. Following. following the introduction of a new law stating that companies cannot punish workers for failing drug tests or rejecting job applicants based on previous cannabis use, even those applying to be a police officer. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Some drug tests do not determine if a person is high, only if that individual has used marijuana at all in recent dates.
I kind of don't believe them.
Nah, they still, yo, you can take the test. You good.
You good. It says right here. You chilling. Good.
Yo, real talk, yo.
It you come to think fake. Of it? It feels fake.
Yo, real talk. When you said that, I went to check the link again, dailymail.co.uk. This is a whole other country.
This is a whole, Well, Daily Mail is an English paper, no?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it is.
They wouldn't know our stuff.
They don't know. But also, I don't trust them either. I trust them least of all, actually. They started this mess.
You know, they trying to bring this good country down because they lost it.
Look, man, you had me, you lost me, and now you want me back.
I want to hear that with an English accent now, you know?
You had
a new law that came into effect January 1st includes exceptions for construction workers and companies that must conduct drug tests as part of federal contracts.
I stopped listening because I don't believe any of this. I think they're gonna be like, no, you're good, you're fine.
Oh, nah, we had to fire you because of this one loophole.
Not even firing, it just be like, because it said job applicants, right?
Yeah, word.
So they just won't ever hire you. They'll be like, oh, you're good. You're going to get hired tomorrow. We really liked you. And then you just never hear from them again. They ghost you because you had weed in your pee. And now what?
It's over.
And then they're going to, but they'll say that it wasn't that, but it was that.
You never know. Have you ever been in charge of hiring anybody?
Yes. Well, but we didn't do drug tests.
Oh, okay.
And it was an English company, too. But we didn't do drug tests, and we were very, like, hippie. We were like, we encourage you to do drugs. Like, it's fine.
I definitely, I had one person that we hired that we let go because we suspected drug use, but couldn't say that.
Right. That's what I mean. That's what they're going to do. They're going to be like, we see the pee. We're not going to say it's that, but it's that. At will. Do they do at will in the UK? At will. At will employer.
Yo, why ain't people hiring you for work, B? You could do all the accents.
Hello? This year. This is the year. That's why I ate 12 grapes. We out
real
here.
Real talk. Yo, do it up, yo. I was going to do one earlier for the joke, but I can't pull that off. I'm not confident in that. No, that's dope.
I've been doing the accent because my man is English. And he hates it. He hates it. Cause I sound like trash. I do English trash voice.
Oh, what?
Yeah, because I don't sound refined. I'm just giving you like you bloody wanker. That kind of like not good.
I guess that's not clad. But I think of all the Spice Girls with that accent.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Are the Spice Girls trash?
No, it's just like, you know, if you're speaking like a London person, it's a little more like posh. And then, you know, I'm like, hello. Hello. It's okay. So imagine from New York to Jersey, how it's just like that kind of trashy Jersey sound.
Yeah.
It's different than a New Yorker, I guess, is the best way to describe it.
Huh. Oh, figure.
He's going to listen to this and be like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And I'd be like, you're right. I have no idea.
All our UK listeners.
Stupid American. That's it.
Let me know what you know if that works.
Yeah. I'll start working on my trash. I just be talking shit. I really don't know. I don't know anything about anything. I just be trying to look like I know. Please, let's move on. Let's move on.
Oh man. Speaking of like Bronx stuff, Yankee legend Bernie Williams to make the New York Philharmonic debut on April 24th. Okay. New York Yankee fan favorite Bernie Williams has enjoyed his second career as a musician.
Wow.
And he's on the verge of a monumental performance.
Wow. That's cool.
Go figure. I'm a little jealous of this, I gotta say. Like I'm always blown away by like people that like are uber successful at something and then like afterward they're like, oh yeah, I got time to be uber successful at this whole other thing.
Yeah, but that means that he just like, not that, I was gonna say he decided to just change careers and decided that this was his new thing and he probably just like really focused on that.
Yeah. I mean, he has the money, right? He retired from baseball. Yeah, he's just chilling.
But it's never too late to decide you want to do something else.
Huh. I like that. I'm going to start playing the guitar, yo.
You should. Real talk. Do it all.
I'm going to do it all. I'm going to start drawing. I'm going to do a whole bunch of new hobbies. and take pictures. I'm gonna be real artsy. I'm gonna color my hair.
I tried doing that. What did I try last year? I tried to take pictures and do a little photography. Not good, but I tried. I also tried to I tried to play tennis.
Okay.
I'm still trying. I'm about to get on my Serena.
Hell yeah.
Or Venus. Who's cool now? The young girl.
Serena's the younger one, right?
Venus and Serena, and then there's another one.
Oh, is it the one that's like dating that rapper Cordae?
Oh,
I don't know the young people like that, but I know one of them is dating a rapper.
But yeah, she's the new tennis girly. Oh. So I'm trying to get on my. I'm not very good, but you know what? With practice, I could be mediocre.
Hell yeah, yo, the most. You know,
just kind of good at a lot of things.
That's what I aspire to. You know what I mean? To be mediocre at all.
You know what? You know,
it's something to achieve, you know? That's all I really want. I just want to be able to do one part of it well. Like, if I play tennis, I would accept that I'm trash. But if I could serve, I'm good.
But you're doing, like, the comedy thing really well. So then everything else you do, you could just do kind of bad. And then be like, but yeah, but also I play guitar. And no one has to know how good or how bad you play guitar. They're going to be like, oh, he's impressive because he could do a bunch of things. Nobody asked Donald Glover to do stand-up anymore because we can't all be good at everything. But, you know, he could do the music thing. He has a TV show. Wowee. He could do it all.
Real talk, yo. You know what? I want to be successful enough to think that I'm good at another thing and have everybody be like, yeah, you cool, but like, yo, you should focus on this.
Yes.
You know?
That's the goal. You're absolutely right.
Because, like, if Donald Glover did want to do another stand-up special,
no one
would say no.
No one would say no.
You know, they
he's
would
be working on it right now.
Yeah,
he ate
yo.
The grapes. He blew the cinnamon. He's like, this year, I'm going to get back in the stand-up. I'm going to stand it up.
I'm going to
talk about white girls again. We're going to be on and popping.
Bring back that Tracy Morgan impersonation, my G. You know, it was great in the special, you know?
I did love it. Bring it back.
We got an Oklahoma teenager finally defeats the unbeatable game of Tetris. That's right. 13-year-old from Oklahoma appears to have finally done the impossible. He beat
It's impossible?
Tetris.
Has no one ever beat it before?
The OG joint, yeah. Real talk. Willie Gibson is believed to be the first human to reach level 157 of the classic video game after nearly 40 years of its release. I'm going to pass out. I can't feel my fingers, said Gibson. When I started playing this game, I never expected to ever crash the game or beat it, Gibson wrote in his video's description. There's a viral video of him documenting the moment. It's Gibson's 38-minute game posted under Blue Scuddy. Which
is 38 minutes? That's how he beat it?
Yo, it keeps getting harder.
Wow.
Straight up. To date, over 200 variants of Tetris have been released on at least 70 systems, a world record according to Guinness. Electronic Arts developed the mobile version in 2006. Where we at here, though? The creator himself has said that he was instantly hooked after creating the game. Stop bragging about your work.
I know. Relax.
He's like, yo, my shit hobby. I keep playing it all the time.
I never won, though. Couldn't be me. I don't know. I don't have the 38 minutes to spend. Stupid.
Oh, man. They were talking about, like, I was seeing this on Reddit. The way he beat it is, like, there's, like, a new technique for hitting the buttons that, like, the super gamers know, where, like, instead of hitting the button, they flip the remote upside down. They put the button against the thumb, and then they use the three fingers from the other hand to tap the remote into their thumb. That way they could, like, tap the remote three times instead of once.
Mm.
It's like a weird, they call it like strumming, like a guitar almost.
Okay.
So, like, it increases the speed of what they could do. And I'm like, yo, that's fire. But, like, what if you applied that energy to anything else?
Because you're 13.
Yo.
This is the prime time to do dumb shit like that. I wish that I would have focused on some more dumb things when I was younger. Because think about, like, the kids that were 13. I mean, some of them were really getting into video games. I had a friend who, like, tried to build their own computer at that age and stuff. And you have nothing but fucking time.
Yeah.
To, like, pursue your passions. Those kids are the gifted and talented.
Real talk. I'm with you now, yo. I should have done more gardening.
gardening, or even like we make fun of these TikTok kids, but they're creating content. Maybe some of them are going to want to be directors or whatever. This is probably like a good place to start.
Yo, they're nice already
thinking
us.
Creatively and all that shit. And now look.
Yo, one of my boys was like a creative director for like a couple of like huge like Fortune 500 companies. And he went to college for that. And he's like, yo, man, every day I'm going up against like kids in high school for jobs.
Yeah. Because
they've been doing this shit since birth. They're like, all the shit that I studied 5-6 years, they do it innately on their iPad.
Yeah.
Like, it's a whole different game, yo.
Or crazy, even, you know, yeah, creative design or whatever. You're against all the youths that are doing this shit since they were 5, 10, probably younger.
Yo, you know what? I'm rooting for this now. I'm hoping
you're back on board.
I'm back on board, baby. That's it. I see a future where
you're like, oh wow, they should be doing anything else with their time. No, that kid is gifted and talented. If he was able to do that in 38 minutes, he uploaded it. He probably edited that video, so now he could be a video editor. He could create video games if he wanted to because he sees the intricacies of like he. Come on,
yo, you know I'm not gonna lie. Like I'm rooting for this for selfless reasons. I'm gonna go upstairs right after the show. I'm gonna yell at my
kids.
Yeah,
you can play your video games.
Real talk, play the shit out of this. Pick one game. This is all you play now. You know, no, you don't go to school tomorrow. You play video game. Pick a game. You do video game. You do video game. That only. Game. Only one. You know, you want to hydrate. You want Gatorade. You want water. Earn it.
I mean, think about it. That's like how kids get into sports, right? They get into sports early. You become like a wunderkind, or you're someone that's doing like music, musician of some sort, playing some sort of instrument. You start early. There's a little talent in it, but also the practice of it all. If you never gave it up, if you did, I don't know, piano when you were 11 and you never gave it up, you'd probably be amazing by now. Someone like Dave Chappelle started doing comedy when he was like, what, 16 or something?
Yeah.
And you never stop. You just become a fucking legend.
So
I'm saying it's too late for us. That's what I'm saying.
It's over.
It's over now.
That's it.
Long gone.
Over. My sister told me my sister's 23 years old. I told her I was a little depressed because I felt like I'm working really hard as a stand-up and people say I'm good, but they also don't think I have potential anymore as a person. Like I'm too old for potential. Like I am what I am. And she was like, yeah, you old. And I was like, damn. Oh,
okay.
I expect you to agree that fast. She's like, yeah, now like she's like, you cool people. But like you are who you are at this point. And I was like, you don't think I could grow as a person for the rest of my life? I'm 40. She's like, nah, like you're old. And I was like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
But but also at the same token, you could start over again. People write books at 40 and direct a movie. I don't know. You could do whatever you want.
That's it. I'm gonna play guitar, Philharmonic, play like
guitar.
Bernie Williams.
You could do musical comedy.
Yo, game changer.
Boom.
You want to write a musical with me?
Yes.
Let's do this. Done deal. It's going to be crazy.
I could sort of sing. See, yo, now, if I had started singing at an early age,
you'd be crazy.
I could have been way better than J-Lo.
If you want to see Ariel's new musical comedy where she sings in an English accent from the slums.
But you can't hear the English accent when people are singing.
You can't hear accents when you sing?
No.
I didn't know that.
They're talking.
Yes.
You ever hear how Rihanna talks and then listen to how she sings?
I feel like when Rihanna sings is when I hear the accent.
Really? Okay.
Am I bugging? Am I in my head? Yo, I'm really wilding right now. Maybe okay. I think she sings as she talks.
Maybe.
Huh.
Oh, remember that girl that sang Boot Up? Boot Up, Boot Up. She was English.
Huh. I'm thinking of like a American girl, that the lady that sang that with Kanye.
Oh,
I feel
Estelle.
Like I hear her accent. Take me on a trip. Yeah, right. It's there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, it's there. We both. Maybe she's a special case. Okay, I'm learning. You know what I mean?
I'll send you a bunch of songs and be like, which one of these people is English?
That's a game show, low key. Though. Yo, you dropping gems.
Boom!
Yo.
Now we got a game
dropping
show.
Dropping gems. Real talk, yo. We taking over the. This might be the last episode of the podcast. We're gonna get rich now. You know,
we're just looking for any get rich quick scheme.
Tell people where they can find you. Because this is the last, time we're airing the show anyway.
Okay, well.
Let people know.
Let the people know right now. right now? You can find
Shaggy me. Shaggy's going to be so mad next week. She's like, where's the show? It's gone.
It's started a musical. Sorry. Game show. We're doing different things. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Heal up as long as you need to with your foot, yes, homie. We're going to pay for the surgeries.
Get well soon. Whoa. I didn't say all that. Get well soon or whatever, but I ain't got no surgery money.
Real talk. We got, we'll pay for a seamless.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I got you for a seamless.
There
I
you could go. Do that.
Yeah.
Tell me where they can find you.
Okay, for real. Okay, so you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Ariel Lieti. Also on the Fraudsters podcast, Fraudsters LPN. Yeah. We talk about fraudulent activity, white collar crime. No true crime, because I don't like that. That makes me feel uneasy.
I support that. Real Thank talk. You. No Thank true you. Crime. Check no. the podcast out. Fraudsters is dope. Also, I feel like something about that name, I really want to wear it as a shirt. Like, that's a dope, like,
well,
brand.
Also, you know, when I tell people, the reason why I say fraudsters, fraudulent activity, is because people think I'm saying frogsters, like ribbit, like Kermit the Frog, every time. And I'm like, I wonder if my accent is so crazy that people really just can't tell what I'm saying. So I always have to make the distinction, because otherwise, man, it's rough.
The plights of being from the Northeast, okay?
It's rough out here.
We trying, okay?
We're trying our best.
But if somebody does want to start a Fraudsters podcast, hit us up. We'll be on that too.
I'll do whatever.
Real
it's
talk.
It's 2024.
Yo, I'm gonna do a frog with an English accent all throughout the show.
You shouldn't, but I will.
Yo, thank you so much for rocking with me. Always appreciate you, homie. Take care,
thank
all right?
Thank you so much. Bye.
Peace.